This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Marco.
And that's Marco Pareto. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He's actually the in-house manager at Tab. He actually manages all of our in-house guys, all of our help desk guys from level one to level four, right?
Correct.
And so he's in here helping me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns because Dennis is on vacation. And so we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. But I found out during talking to Marco here that he has never heard the song Every OS Sucks. And basically, he's got to hear it. And the only way to hear it would be through this radio program because Windows 12 is on its way at some point, right? So we may as well, in the anticipation of Windows 12, play Every OS Sucks for Mr. Marco.
Well, way back in the olden times, my computer worked for me. I'd laugh and play all night and day on Zork 1, 2, and 3. The Amiga VIC-20 and the Sinclair 2, the TRS-80 and the Apple II, they did what they were supposed to do. Wasn't much, but it was enough. But then Xerox made a prototype. Steve Jobs came on the scene. Red of mice and menus, Windows icons, a trash, and a bitmap screen. Old Stevie said to Xerox, "Boys, turn your heads and cough." And when no one was looking, he ripped their interfaces off. Stole every feature that he had seen, put it in a cute box with a tiny little screen. Mac OS 1 ran that machine, only cost $5,000. But it was slow, it was buggy, so they wrote it again, and now they're up to OS 10. They'll charge you for the beta, then charge you again, but the Mac OS still sucks. Every OS wastes your time, from the desktop to the lap. Everything since Apple DOS, just a bunch of crap. From Microsoft to Macintosh to Linline Nux, every computer crashes, cause every OS sucks. Well then Microsoft jumped in the game, copied Apple's interface with an OS named Windows 3.1. It was twice as lame, but the stock price rose and rose. Then Windows 95, then 98, man, Solitaire never ran so great, and every single version came out late, but I guess that's the way it goes. But that bloatware'll crash and delete your work, and DME, man, none of them work. Bill Gates may be richer than Captain Kirk, but the Windows OS blows and sucks at the same time. I'd trade it in, yeah, right, for what? It's top of the line from the CompuHut. The fridge, stove, and toaster never crash on me. I should be able to get online without a PhD. My phone doesn't take a week to boot it. My TV doesn't crash when I mute it. I miss ASCII text and my floppy drive. I wish VIC-20 was still alive. But it ain't the hardware, man. It's just that every OS sucks and blows. Now there's Linux or Linux, I don't know how you say it or how you install it or use it or play it or where you download it or what programs run, but Linux or Linux don't look like much fun. However you say it, it's getting great press, though how it survives is anyone's guess. If you ask me, it's a great big mess for elitist, nerdy schmucks. It's free, they say, if you can get it to run. The geeks say, hey, that's half the fun. Yeah, but I got a girlfriend and things to get done. The Linux OS sucks. I'm sorry to say it, but it does. Every OS wastes your time from the desktop to the lap. Everything since the abacus, just a bunch of crap. From Microsoft to Macintosh to Linux. Every computer crashes, because every OS sucks. Every computer crashes, cause every OS sucks.
Well, there you go, Marco. You've heard every OS sucks. What do you think?
Quite the song. I know my brother's not going to be happy to hear that the Mac OS sucks because, according to him, it's the best.
So. I know. Well, it's still Windows. Isn't it still OS 10? That's a 30-year-old song. but yeah, no, we actually... that's from Three Dead Trolls in a Baggie. And those guys, we've run that song now since 1995.
Wow.
I mean, sadly, it's now the fridge toast and TV does crash when I boot it, right? I mean, my TV just freezes up all the time. You have to reboot my refrigerator so that ice maker works again, right? My dehumidifier wants to know I've come home.
Yep. It's funny. You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
not so much about computers, but it's about technology. Sure. But it's a funny story.
All right.
This is a few years ago. So first of all, I apologize, Mom, about this. So I was visiting my parents.
Yeah.
And my mom told me, hey, I have a problem. I think it was either her laptop or her iPad. Mm-hmm. And she said, it's not working.
Yep.
And I was like, okay. And she's like, I want you to fix it. And I was like, well, that's a tall order, but okay. So I opened the device and I was like, okay, what is the problem? Because it booted right up and, you know, it seemed like it was fine. And she goes like, well, I can't go to the internet. And I was like, okay. So I look at the Wi-Fi trying to see where she was connected to. And she was connected to her refrigerator Wi-Fi. And, well, you know.
That's crazy.
So we laugh for a long time. I say, well, the reason your computer was, or the iPad was not working was because you were connected to the Wi-Fi of the refrigerator. So as you say, everything is now computerized. So.
Yeah.
A lot of things break now.
I'm just amazed she was able to connect it to the refrigerator Wi-Fi.
I don't even know how she did that.
Yeah, that takes some skill, man.
Yep.
All right, good story, good story. All right, let's get to your calls. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We have plenty of lines open for you guys on the last Saturday of 2023. And we'll get to your calls right now. We're going to go to Jay in Waterbury, if you're still with us. You there, Jay?
Yes.
Hey,
Happy New Year, both of you guys. It's very interesting. I love that song. So, all I can think of every time I listen to you guys are just thinking of horror stories. That's all I'm listening to. One of the questions you came up with was AI. Who owns AI? And I feel like it's a big monster brain of some kind. That's one thing. But
yeah. AI is owned by the companies that have put it out. I mean, ChatGPT is one of the AI companies. I can't think of the other one right now, but they, you know, Tesla's got AI for their autopilot. There's lots of AI out there.
Is it going to be a combination of some big monster brain or something?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, so ChatGPT is all open source.
Right.
So technically speaking, at this point, there's no really an owner for that. However, Microsoft is developing their own AI competition to ChatGPT, and so are many other companies. So
scary.
Yeah.
It's something.
Well, one of my main points was I have a friend who has a computer. It's a Dell Windows 10. It was upgraded with the 11. And he has all this stuff on his, and I've been trying to help him. He has Norton for security. He pays a monthly fee on that. Mm-hmm. And he has Yahoo for email.
Yeah.
And he has Microsoft OneDrive on the computer. Mm-hmm. He has Opera as a, we call it, browser, as
yeah.
well as Google Chrome
sure.
and Edge. But what I'm trying to figure out, the ABG, for example, keeps cutting in and knowing, and they say, well, they're having a problem, some kind of threat, mm-hmm. security threat.
Yeah.
So I keep telling them, all these companies, Norton, ABG, Microsoft, they're all competing with one. Interfering. What I want to ask, like, Tab, what is, if I were to get a connection to the internet, which I don't feel like it, mm-hmm. What is the internet connection? He has Jetpack. It's a wireless thing because of where he's located. What do you recommend to get connected to the internet?
Well, basically, we tell you to go look for like fiber internet, like GoNet Speed, if that's in your area, or cable internet. And as far as security, you'd want to use the Windows Defender, which is built in. We've said that's a fine solution for most home users. And configure OpenDNS so that you're running in a more safe environment as far as being on the internet and not going to bad spots on the internet. Those are the three basics.
But should I add this, so if it's possible, uninstall some of these? Like, he pays Norton. Do you recommend Norton for a security system?
No, Windows Defender is free. You can use that.
All right. And ABG is an interfering. And then he has Yahoo for it's a disaster.
Well, he doesn't need AVG. He can get away from AVG. But yes, the more stuff you have on your computer, the more trouble it can be. That is true. We see that all the time.
Simplicity is like with college is better than having all this complicated stuff. It's getting out of hand.
Yeah, we agree.
I'm trying to help him. I still have a Radio Shack TRS-80 computer.
Yeah.
Which, well, that was something you had to program yourself.
Yeah.
And I've dealt with computer programming over years. But it's getting to the point where I'm staying out of it. I'm trying to figure out what to eliminate and make it simple and internet connection. What is the one browser you need? And that's about all, right?
Yeah. Well, Opera is a good browser, but you can pick any. The problem is there's multiple choices, right? They all want your data. They all want to know where you're going. So you got to pick.
What are you, Tab?
Pick your poison. Well, Chrome is.
I would connect to Tab. Can I get a Tab as a browser?
Yeah.
Tab computer as a browser.
We would love to offer that, but no, that's not what we do.
Yeah, we don't have that.
How about internet connection? Did a Tab computer do that?
No, we have to use third parties like GoNetSpeed or Comcast or Cox. We are not internet providers, but I appreciate the sentiment. We do appreciate the sentiment.
Well, I wish you whatever.
All right, Jay.
Well, I appreciate that. It's more confusing than ever. Okay, thank you. I wish you luck.
Happy New Year. Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Poor Jay. Oh, he just seems flustered. It can be complicated. Some of the simplest ways to get into the internet would just be using a simple tablet. That might be a way to consider it. Samsung has some simple tablets. That might be a way to start if you want to start your journey of internet exploring. Let's go to Cheryl in Prospect. What's happening, Cheryl?
Okay. Question is with my iPhone. I would like to have one of my playlists repeat itself after it finished playing. It's got 3.5 hours of time in the playlist, and I would like it to repeat again as soon as it's done. Is there any simple way where I could set the phone to automatically replay the playlist?
In Apple? I don't know. Neither of us are Apple people.
See, this is where I wish my brother was here right now because he could answer this question. However,
Carolyn may have the answer.
I'm assuming that with the Apple, I'm assuming you're using iTunes. Is that right?
No, it's on my. I have all my music. The music is on my phone itself. It's not going through iTunes. I'm going through my own music library.
So, on an Android, and I know that that may not help a lot. But on an Android, where I play my music on that built-in app, or if I'm using YouTube Music, mm-hmm. there's an option in there that says loop. Right. And that allows you to just keep playing the same playlist over and over again. But
Carolyn might have an idea. She wants to get online. She's been just dying to get on the radio. Here she is.
My shining moment at the end of the year.
Yeah.
No, there should be bass in a playlist. I'm going to try not to play anything on
Hi,
air.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hello. But
she's not using iTunes, she says. So how are you playing this playlist, Cheryl?
It's all downloaded to my phone.
Yeah.
I have my music library.
All right, and you just click on the music, go into the music library raw and just start the playlist?
Well, I would go into my music library and I would hit the playlist that I want to play.
Yep. And there's no option there to loop it?
I did not see one, no.
All right, now, what about iTunes? Why are we not using iTunes?
I don't know why, but I can try using iTunes maybe, but...
Because I think Carolyn has a solution if you use iTunes.
I mean, I use Apple Music, so... Try not to boo
iTunes?
You guys,
okay.
But I know that for playlists,
I'll take her suggestion.
All right,
but I know for my playlists through Apple Music, when you click on the bottom, if you have a song pulled up, there's on the right side, there's like three lines, and when you click on it, it gives you the option to shuffle, to loop it, and you know, to do whatever you need to do with it for your music. Yeah, so that might be, it might be hidden somewhere under that, one of those features. I'm trying to explain this the best I can.
No, you've done a fine
without job. Looking at what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing that you can do that maybe we can help you out better is if you send us an email with a screenshot of what you're seeing, then maybe we can try to walk you through that.
Send it to gethelp@tabinc.com.
So send a copy of my playlist.
Not your whole playlist, although we'd appreciate it. I'm sure it's lovely. A screenshot of it.
Of what you're on that area where you are, on that app where you're playing music. If you give us that out of your phone, do a screenshot of your phone, then if you send that to us via email, we will be able to see in there, you know, the volume controls or the different controls for playback, and hopefully we'll get it in there.
Get you an answer. We'll try for you, Cheryl.
Okay, so send it to gethelp@tab.com.
At tabinc.com.
Hey, I just had my nephew and brother said that if you're in your iPhone Music, if you're in the top of your playlist, it should be there.
There's
that.
That's
an option.
And Mike G found one too. We can put a link up on our site, computertalkwithtab.com. It talks about how you can actually ask Siri to do it.
Okay. All right, because this is a specific thing I want to have to play at a soft level overnight to help keep my dog calm. It's music for my dog, believe it or not.
I believe it.
She needs to have the music.
All right. Yeah, otherwise if the music stops, she starts barking, right?
Well, she just gets very panty and antsy.
Well, we don't want that, so... Nothing like using technology for anything we can possibly use it for. I love it. Sounds good, Cheryl. We'll put the information.
Thank you so much and Happy New Year.
You too.
Happy New Year.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
So, Marco, did you think you'd be helping a dog sleep?
No, but hey, there's always a first.
Let's go on to Kevin in Hebron next. Hey, Kevin.
Hey,
Kevin, you there?
How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right. And yourself?
Doing well. How can we help you?
Well, I'm finally retiring my laptop after about 8 years. And I want to be able to just, like, move everything. My settings, my Wi-Fi passwords, everything to the new one. Instead of having to sit there and download everything again and reprogram all the licenses and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's software out there that allows you to kind of do a copy of the profile. So I don't have that on top of my head right now, but we could post links associated with that. That would allow you to do a pretty comprehensive move. There might be a few things that you still have to do, but you know it will move a lot of things.
It also depends on how old your operating system is now compared to where you're going. If you're going from like Windows 7 to Windows 11, maybe not everything's going to translate.
Correct.
Actually, I'm going from Windows 10 home because I kept updating the old laptop to Windows 11 Pro.
Oh, that should be fairly good.
Yeah.
We can put some software. There's some software. You're right. I can't think of it right now either. Because most of the time we'd recommend a fresh installation only because it'll be current. you know, it's kind of nice to do fresh installations of your software on a new operating system rather than dragging over some of the stuff that may be incorrect or legacy. You might save some time,
right,
but you might
just
cause
most of the product license keys and definitely the Wi-Fi passwords are lost to me, and those are the core of what I care about, like my Adobe DC, my NetExtender, my Ignition.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can find a, I can, what I'll do is I'll find that that application, that tool, and then we can post it on our site so you can see it. And hopefully that will give you
much of what you're asking for.
We can't promise everything.
Well, as long as I can get those over, because those are the licenses and passwords I no longer have.
Right. No, we understand. If it'll be there or it won't. It really just comes down to what the software's ability to do to transfer it is. But we'll put a link up there for you. All right, Kev?
Much appreciated. Did you ever solve the HP problem with the scanner?
She hasn't called back and complained. So far, we'll take that as a yes until she calls and complains.
All right, because I have the HP all-in-one, and you have to download their app. It's HP Smart to be able to scan.
Oh, HP Smart. Okay. I think she's done that, but we do appreciate that, Kev.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bells ring out, everyone will shout, Happy New Year! Have a happy,
And we are back. Yes, it is the last Saturday of 2023. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And then at 11, Dr. Lessie will be in with Healthy Rounds. The software that neither Marco and I could think of is a product called LapLink, PC Mover. It's still out there as a way to migrate your stuff. Mike G reminded us. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
And we may have some others that we can put up there too. Again, it may not transfer all the settings or all the software, but it could help. So four lines wide open. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. But as we have some time and wait for your calls, this is a headline you don't want to hear. Robot attacks Tesla factory worker. A robot at Tesla allegedly attacked an engineer, stabbing his metal claws into his back and arm and leaving a trail of blood. So it's these types of headlines that make you think Skynet, right?
Yes. Skynet. Oh, man.
And we, my buddies and I were sitting around a fire solving all the world's problems, and one of my buddies is so afraid of artificial intelligence. And now this of course, doesn't help my argument that, we need a little intelligence at all. It would be nice, artificial or other, so that I'll take it, and I'm not worried about the robots attacking. And then a robot attacks.
We don't know what the worker was doing. Maybe he was stealing. No, just kidding.
Maybe he was tickling him in the underarm or something like that. Who knows? But that's not a good sign. The guy did get hurt, and the word attack probably is the wrong word. Probably just malfunctioned. We hope.
But yeah. Correct. I mean, we can't be thinking that they have that level of, intelligence just yet.
Correct. All they're doing is building cars. And speaking of cars, so then, of course, Tesla had their autopilot updated. So there was a quote-unquote recall, right? 2 million vehicles were recalled. The autopilot process, basically, it was recalled. And what they do is an over-the-air update. So Tesla will say, okay, we'll do some patches here and try to fix this issue. And what they're trying to do to all you guys out there with your autopilot on running into the back of emergency vehicles that are parked on the highway is they're going to say, look, you cannot run the autopilot without having your hands on the wheel and your face looking like you're paying attention. So Tesla has like a camera that looks at you. I mean, you know how Teslas have all sorts of cameras all around their vehicles. Well, they also have a cabin camera that'll look at you, making sure you are paying attention. So if you're in the driver's seat, you have to have your hands on the wheel and at least look like you're paying attention. Now, you could sleep with your eyes open, I guess. But if the vehicle thinks you're not paying attention, you have, I think, 5 or 6 times before they take away the autopilot feature from you.
Yeah, that's well, there's a lot of things in there that are pretty scary, I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
First of all, they have a camera inside of a cabin that they're just looking at you all the time.
All the time.
Hey, and we have people over here worrying about being tracked. And hey,
that's a good
we
point.
We have cameras inside of a car
watching you
to see what you're doing. So I don't know all the privacy part of that. It's just kind of crazy. Now, I do agree, the technology works pretty well in terms of their autopilot, but it shouldn't be that, hey, you're going to set up, forget it, and start reading the news or, having breakfast or having a Zoom meeting as you're driving
right
down the road.
No. Yeah, and then that's a good point about the cameras, right, and the privacy. It's looking at you constantly. There is issue because they take all that data, and what do they do with it?
Yeah, I mean, they must likely say that they don't sell it, but do we really believe that?
I don't know what they're doing with it. I know they're training their AI, so they have all the cameras so that they can go ahead and tell. They actually have people that are sitting there watching the videos, and then the people are marking on the cameras what are hazards, right? They'll mark a pothole, they'll mark a guy on a bike, you know, don't run into that person. So it helps to train the AI so that it knows, oh, when I see this configuration, I can be smarter about it. But I don't know. I talked to some autopilot owners, and you know, it's pretty big nag. It really nags you quickly now. So you got to keep your hand on the wheel. And we all appreciate that because, yeah, especially if you're an emergency vehicle driver like a fire truck, something about Teslas running into the back of fire trucks, literally all lit up on the highway, sitting in the breakdown lane, they'll run right into it or into the main lane because they can't see that it's not moving.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, people have to be paying attention. The technology is great, but again, it's not a substitute of you paying attention. So if you're a Tesla driver, please pay attention.
We would all appreciate it. Once we're all connected on the network where the cars are talking to each other, then we're good. But until that day happens, which is probably a little way in the future, because it would be nice if all of our cars were on the network being the highway, your car being a packet, it'd be nice to have the cars speak to each other and say, hey, Marco's, not going very fast. You're going to stay within this distance from Marco's car. You're going to have to worry about it. Oh, Marco was braking. I'll slow down. When the cars start doing that, I think we're going to be a lot safer and everything's going to be much better on the highways, because right now it is Armageddon out there on the highways right now.
Yep.
I mean, I heard the news story. They had like 14 tickets. 14 tickets, guys. Come on.
Right.
I'm going to drive home from here, and I could probably point out 14 cars that you could have pulled over just in my ride home.
Right. That's true.
It's crazy. All right, so as we wait for your calls, get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. The Kansas City Court's computer systems are starting to come back online after a cyber attack. Complete outage caused and hit the courts across 104 counties. So the court system in Kansas is starting to bring up its computer systems for managing cases back online. So another example, right? 28 of the state's 105 counties are expected to be back online Monday. With others following by the end of the week. This is another issue when it comes down to putting all your eggs in one basket, right? So if you have all your systems in one cloudy environment and that thing gets ransomed, well, you're all down. I know somebody told you you'd save a few dollars by putting it in one place, but I got a feeling this is going to cost you a whole lot more than whatever savings you had by not having independent systems that are more sandboxed. So we see this over and over and over again. We have to do something a little smarter about how we segment our networks and our systems so that when one goes down, they don't all go down. I think we're smarter than that by now, right? You wouldn't have one fuel source or one, we have one power source, I guess. So when the power goes down, we have to use a generator. But the point is, we're smarter than this, but it doesn't seem that we are.
Right. And I mean, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier at the beginning of the show in terms of, patching systems, right. Other things are important is not only patching system, but it's testing your systems,
right.
Doing those stress tests. Hey, making sure that, I have this, let's say, brand new firewall, but is that firewall really configured the right way? Right. And there's services out there. It's like a third party where it will test your security.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that they're highly recommended, especially if you have a business and you want to make sure that, you're operating. And then the other thing that you have to look is in terms of your own, as a business owner, you have to see, hey, did I feel comfortable just, let's say, as an example, just having one internet connection or right. one firewall or one whatever it may be? And that's where you would realize, hey, if that were to fail or if it were to be hacked or anything like that, how long you as a business owner are willing to be down for. And that's where redundancy comes in place. And, yes, the cloud is a good solution, but it shouldn't be your only solution if you're more interested about making sure that your uptime is, let's say as close to 100% as possible.
Right. And clearly the Kansas courts, who cares if they're down, right? 2 months later, they're back up.
Right.
we've actually had stories about our own DMV here on our show. They went through their audits on a regular basis, and their 30 or 40 year old system never had any kind of DR plan ever. They put the new one in. Guess what? the auditors found the exact same thing. No DR plan involved. So I guess it doesn't matter if the DMV goes down, right?
Right. And that's like, imagine if you're working at a hospital and, you know, there's whatever one system goes down and that brings them down for 2 months. Right. Do you feel comfortable as a patient going to a place that
right.
is going to be down for 2-3 months?
ECHN just had that issue. Right. The whole system from California all the way to the East Coast was impacted. So that means they put all their eggs in one basket. And that's the key thing you got to be careful with. When you put it all in the one basket, then why should we on the East Coast be impacted by someone who got ransomed on the West Coast?
Right.
It seems like a design flaw to me. All right. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get to your call. So Marlene, hang on. A couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
To say Happy New Year.
How many songs could there be for the new year? Well, it looks like there's at least two. Carolyn Fountain. The Baby New Year one, I mean, come on, that's a claymation type of thing, right? I used to remember
yes.
that one.
No, there's a list of New Year's songs.
Oh, there is?
It's actually insane because I looked it up just for giggles.
Yeah.
At least 20 came up. I didn't know there were that many.
No, that's a lot of tunes. I mean, the only one that I really thought was a good one was the, you know, Party Like It's 1999. but let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Marlene in Thailand and see what she's got cooking. What's happening, Marlene?
Oh, boy. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi to you all. I think my son finally convinced me I had a trade in my old computer. I have a desktop. And it works for me, and I like it. And but I'll tell you what happens.
Yeah,
I click on something, and I get a pop up that says can't reach his site. And then I'll go to history, and I'll pull it down because I've used it already. And then I click on that, and I can get it maybe 15 minutes later. You know, I'm working on it, so I don't know if it's just slow or what. And I don't use much on it. I just use it for my stock trading and email and YouTube. So anyway. We were looking for another desktop,
yeah.
And we thought, I don't understand all this one, but there was something that said HP 24, Intel 15, 8 piece, and memory 512, and he thought that was a good choice, but I thought I better just ask you guys. I don't use it for much, just
right.
for what I said, and I need something bare bones, and I didn't want to pay a whole lot, and help.
Yeah. So based on what you told us, we would like to have 16 gigs of RAM, not 8. So 16 gigs would be the RAM. 512 for the hard drive, it's probably solid state. That would be fine. Pay attention to the generation of the processor, though.
That's another word I don't understand. Generation.
Well, think of it as like... Right,
the version.
The version, yeah. I'm Gen X. Marco, are you Gen X?
I guess so.
All right, Marco's Gen X. My kids are Gen Z. It's based on the age of the processor. And so...
What am I looking at there? I saw that, but I don't know if I copied it down or not.
That's kind of key. You want to make sure you're going to get a current gen, which is a 12th gen or better.
12 or better. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I saw that number on. Maybe I saw... I don't know. Maybe I saw 13 or 15 or something like that.
You might have saw 13. 15's not out yet.
Yeah, so if 13. It could be 13, yeah.
All right.
How much do they want for it?
$599.
No, it's not bad. So, yeah. I mean, I think if you just look at the RAM, get that to 16 gigs. You want another machine that's going to give you many years of service, just like the old one has.
I'm at 85, and I don't know how many more years, you know. And I wanted something that'll last 5 years at least.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This could last you that long or more.
And somebody told me you don't use towers anymore, but I would need a tower.
Well, you can need what's called a desktop or a mini computer. Towers are not as needed anymore because they've been able to configure these boxes to deal with the heat and all solid state equipment. So you can get away with a very small computer that would be maybe as large as if you put two mugs together. They would be about that size. That's a nice small unit, and that's what we do as well for our business clients. If you were doing computer-aided design work, it usually would require a larger case, a little more cooling, And a mini computer would not be something you'd want to do. So you can get away with a mini computer.
Yeah, it will work just fine. For what you're doing, you don't really need a tower. Mm-mm. I mean, there's really no reason for it.
Okay, that's what somebody told me. They don't do that anymore. So I said, okay, I don't know.
So yeah, it looks like you're on the right path. Now, what your internet speed though could also be contributing to your problem you're seeing on your computer. So you could get this brand new computer in, and if your internet speed is like a little 5 meg DSL line, you're still going to have that problem. So keep that in mind. So make sure your internet speeds are improved, or if they can be improved, or figure out what your internet speed is, because sometimes buying the new computer doesn't solve the issue.
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned that your son was helping you. So if your son has another computer or a laptop or anything like that, have him connect to your network and test the speed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's way on the other side. So he was just going with me to check these things out in the stores. We went to some of the big boxes. When it comes to speed, then what am I looking at?
You can do what's called a speed test. So you can go to the internet and do a speed test. And you want to get at least, I don't know, what's the minimum speed these days? 25 meg down?
Yeah, 25 megs down. I mean, really, it all depends. If you're not really doing any type of streaming for video or anything like that, or you're just doing, let's say, just web browsing and some audio, 25 megs will be enough. Now, if you can afford more, then, you know, better. But it's not necessarily needed if that's not what you're doing.
Right.
So whatever I look at, it's kind of built into it. Is that part of the component?
No, it's not the computer. It's the internet service you're paying for monthly.
Okay.
All right, Marlene, we're running out of time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate all you've done.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have
good
a good one.
I want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for posting everything, and Marco for joining me on this lovely Saturday morning.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you guys next Saturday in the year 2024.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.